bruh. Okay. Welcome back. It is me, your fucking host. Okay, I am so tired. Not really. I wanted to record today. I almost said film. But I've been so lazy. But I do want to record. But I was still so lazy. But so here I am recording. Round of applause. But anyways, welcome back to whatever's on the podcast with me, your host. I think we know that by now. I don't know. I never ever want to make my intros long. And I don't even have anything to say anyways. So yeah, welcome back, y'all. Yeah, that's the fucking intro. So, I'm just bored as fuck. That's why I decided to record today. Today's Friday, but there's no episode going out today. Today's Friday. It's 22nd of March. But I already broke the thing. Like, if in case you didn't know, I said that I want to post every single Friday. And I already broke the streak because I was in clinic. So, the streak is over. Back to posting whenever. But hopefully you enjoy the consistency while it lasted. But anyways, this episode, I literally am so bored. And I just, like, even yesterday I had the urge to record. But my mom came home. And if you know me, you know that I don't like recording when there's people in the house. So now she's gone again, but my brother's upstairs and I am downstairs. I would usually record in my room because obviously that's my fucking room. But because my brother's upstairs and his room is literally not next to mine, but on the opposite side of my wall. Yeah, that's not a good idea because he would most definitely hear me. So I'm downstairs in the study room just for your sake. But it's probably the quietest in the whole house. So I mean, yeah, it's probably a benefit for the both of us. But anyways, it's great because I can speak loud. So, I have nothing to talk about this episode, in case you can't tell. Like, usually I'll be like, you have so much to say, but I have nothing. I'm also trying to speak up, in case you can't tell, also because of the fact that I know no one can hear me, so that's cool. But, in case you don't know, what I do, okay, that's just fucking cringe. What I do, really? What I do is, when I have nothing to talk about, and I still want to talk, we do a little Q&A. We do a Q&A because a Q&A is low-key a good topic. Like, when you record Q&As, you, like, Q&As are topic starters. That's what I was trying to say. So, like, yeah, I can answer a question and that can lead me to a topic. So, like I always say, there are timestamps in the description. I try and say it in every episode, but I don't always, I think so. But I know I've been saying it, so in case you didn't know. If I am speaking about something that doesn't catch your interest or you want to go look for something else to listen to, go in the description, check the timestamps out, find what you want to listen to, and yeah. So, I think that's basically everything. Follow the socials. I mean, it's still the beginning. I would usually plug it at the end, but yeah, no, I'll plug it at the end. I don't even have it in me to say the, my socials. Oh, fuck, I'm tired. I'm not tired. I don't know. Like, I'm not physically tired, but, like, I'm tired at the same time. Like, I'm tired at the same time. So, yeah, I have some questions, quite a lot, to be honest, that we're gonna go through together. I'm gonna answer questions, give a little advice here and there, you know, because I'm just that girl. But wait, before we dive into the questions, I remember, like, today, like, a few hours ago, I was talking to my friend about something. So basically, I have a little boyfriend, I think. I don't know. You know, like, when someone asks how many exes do you have? I don't know if it's just me, but you have exes that you don't count as exes, you know, like, I don't know, like, you have exes that you don't really count as, like, that's how I feel like with him. Like, yeah, we're in a relationship, but, like, I'm not really counting it as a relationship. So, basically, fuck, I keep yawning. But also my medication makes me so tired. So before you get mad at me, that could be the reason. So yeah, basically I was just talking to my friend about standards and whatnot. And basically, like, I was just basically saying, like, when we feel desperate for something, you often tend to settle for less than what you deserve. And I was basically saying, like, with a relationship, for me, I'm not desperate for a relationship. You know, I am still in school. Like, school is my priority. I did well in my fucking report, in case anyone was wondering. I got quite a few distinctions, I think. So a distinction is when you get over 80% in a subject. I don't know how many, but it's not that much, but I had a few. So I'm proud of myself. Fuck, I'm tired. Fuck. What was I gonna say? My highest mark was 92 for business. 92%. I'm so proud of myself. But anyways, yeah, I was basically saying like school's my priority. You know, like I'm not really focused on relationships or lovey-dovey right now. With my ex, when I met him, I wasn't planning on being in a relationship. But we ended up being in one and we're serious. So with relationships and like love and shit like that, I think the best thing to do is let it come to you. You know, if you're actively looking for it, you most likely won't find it. So when it just comes to you, it's like, yeah. So that's what I was basically saying. Like when you're desperate for something, you often just settle for whatever you get because you're desperate. And that's what I was saying. Like when you're desperate for something, that's not the best time to look for something. And then I was basically telling her, like, when you're secure and confident in yourselves, that's when you're often able to, like, recognize your worth and walk away from situations that aren't serving you, you know? Because when you're not desperate, it's like, oh, no, this is not what I want. And you can easily walk away. But when you're desperate, it's like, oh, this is not what I want, but this is what I can get. And it's like, in reality, that's not what you can get. You can get more, but this is what you feel like you can get. So, yeah, we're basically talking about that, blah, 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 blah. And, like, yeah. And yeah, and I was also saying like just in general, also like it is true for not just relationships, but also jobs and friendships and really any area in life, you know, like just anything. And then she was like, can she ask what's advice for other people who are feeling desperate for something? And I was like, ooh. And then she's like, whether it's a relationship or a job or something else, do I have any suggestions for how to work on that sense of security and self-confidence? And I was like, holy fucking shit. So then I gave her my little piece of advice. And I was like, this is low-key an advice that I don't know if there's anyone out there who needs to hear this. But basically, my advice that I could give, we're gonna group it as relationships, jobs, and anything else. So in general, when you're desperate for something, and I think anyone can agree, you will most likely, depending on how desperate you are, go to any means to get it. You know, if you're desperate for money, you can do whatever for the money. If you're desperate for food, you can do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're desperate for something, you can do almost anything for it. And you may settle for certain things when you're desperate because you really want it. So when you look at a relationship, I sound like a fucking boss. I know, right? Like I sound so smart right now. Shit. But when you're looking for a relationship and you really like, you like for me personally, I don't give a fuck if I'm single for years. I don't give a fuck. Like people like to make it seem like being single is a big deal, and it's really not. So for example, if you're looking for a relationship and you are like, I'm tired of being single, like I can't do it anymore, and you desperate, anyone that comes your way, you just gonna be like, no, this is the one. You know, this is the one. If they show any slights, like you just a little bit of like just. They let's say, I don't know how to explain it. They just show a little bit of like effort, and you're like, oh my God, this is the one, you know? Or for example, if you find yourself unattractive, and maybe people don't usually come your way, when one person comes your way, it's like, holy shit, like I can't fuck this up, you know? And again, when you're desperate for something, you'll settle. So it's all about finding confidence in yourself and like, just knowing what you have to offer, what you bring to the table, what you basically are, you know. For me personally, I know, like in the most humble way possible, I was not always as confident as I am now, but I know that I am beautiful in the most humble and non-cocky way possible. So I personally feel like any guy would be lucky to have me. 2 days ago, I was making TikToks. And I literally was like watching these TikToks yesterday in my bed, and I was like, I couldn't stop smiling. I just kept re-watching it. I just started noticing all my beautiful features. And it was like, bruh, any guy would be lucky to have me. And y'all need to have that mindset. Any girl would be lucky to have me. Any guy would be lucky to have me. And then it makes you, when you see someone who's not giving you what you want, it's like, oh baby, this is not gonna work. This is not gonna work. So with relationships, that's basically like, you know, an advice that I can give is if you, for example, have issues with self-esteem, and like I said, I went to therapy to when I was in clinic. So my advice is, you know, I have shit to, like, I'm not just speaking out of my ass. I actually know what I'm talking about. An advice I can give is write down what you like about yourself. Write down your favorite features. Because for me personally, some days I look at myself and I'm like, oof, this is not it. But for example, I can be like, I have nice teeth. Like, I've been told. My skin complexion, like, I fucking love it. I've been told. My eyelashes, I don't know if I said it before, but they're long as fuck. People pay for lashes. Mine are naturally long. A little mascara on there and, you know, it's great. Like, just write down these things that you like about yourself or these unique things that you may have. And then it's going to make you be like, wait, I'm low-key the shit, you know? So it's really all about, like, building your self-esteem. And there's this quote where it's like, we date the level of our self-esteem and maturity. So if you know you're the shit, you're not just finna settle when someone just, you know, does a little bit of effort. It's like, I need a lot. And also with that, if someone's not giving you what you want, it's about, like, having your standards should be as high as possible, you know? If you're an educated person, you went to school, you graduated, you have your degree, you're hardworking, you know you have shit for yourself. You should think of yourself as the shit, bro. You should be so proud of yourself. And then you can't just let, you know, people who, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to realize, wait, I actually bring a lot to the table. And you need someone who's gonna bring as much or more, you know? So what was I also gonna say? Fuck, I forgot. Shit. I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh my God. Fuck. I forgot what I was gonna say. Damn it. And I was on a roll. Okay, I just remembered. If, let's say, for example, I remember I saw, what's this girl? The Wizard Liz, or that fucking girl, bro. And she was basically saying, you know, she speaks for women. She was basically saying, don't be afraid to ask a man for something. Men will tell you to take off your clothes in a second. If you want money, ask for money. If you want this, ask for it. And I was like, low-key facts. Like, men aren't afraid to ask for things. So don't be afraid to ask for things that you want. And the thing is, that's something that I was also explaining to this friend. For example, if you as a female want flowers, you feel like you deserve flowers, you see people getting flowers, you want flowers, you ask a guy for flowers, he doesn't want to get you. You don't have to make him get you flowers. It's just the thing that's like, we need to find people who are okay with this and that. Basically, you can say something like, I don't know how I'm going to word this, bro. Like, we're using the flower thing as an example, right? We're just using it as an example. It's basically like saying that if you want a guy who sends you flowers and you're talking to a guy who doesn't send flowers, you shouldn't like force the guy, or like the guy shouldn't buy flowers for you if he doesn't want to. You should just find someone who, like, I don't know if you get what I'm saying. If the guy doesn't want to buy you flowers, it doesn't mean that he should buy you if he doesn't want you. But instead, he should go and find someone who's okay with not receiving flowers. You get what I'm saying? And just with anything. So if you're talking to a guy, for example, this guy doesn't communicate. You're not saying that he should change his ways and communicate. But he should find someone who's okay with not communicating. And you should find someone who's okay with communicating. Fuck, I'm a god! I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But you get what I'm trying to say? So that's the little relationship advice I can give y'all. Hopefully someone out there needed to hear it. I also needed to hear it because I said a lot more than I thought I would. So with jobs, a job's the same thing. Like, when you're desperate for something, you will most likely settle. So with a job, again, don't settle for less. But if you are, like, desperate, I would say just settle, but make sure that you are planning a better job. So if you are, like, can only get a job, like, a 3 out of 10 job, you can just, I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say, but, like, settle and make sure that you are, like, planning better. If it's something where you have to settle, for example, a job compared to a relationship, a job is more important than a relationship. You don't need a relationship, but you may need a job. So with a job, you may settle, but just make sure that you're not settling for life. You're just settling for the time being. I'm giving y'all all this free advice. Oh my god. But I hope it made sense. I hope someone out there who needed to hear it heard it. I hope, you know, it reaches the right audience. If you have a friend that you like needs to hear this, send it, send this episode to them. If you're that friend, welcome. Like, yeah. But anyways, I think that's enough of the advice. If you like my advice, or you feel like I could give good advice or whatever, and you want advice on something, don't be afraid to reach out to me. I will gladly give you advice. If you're listening on Spotify, you can just, I know Spotify has that little section at the bottom where you can like leave replies. Just leave your fucking replies there if you want. Or you can send a reply at my socials. I guess this is a good time to plug my socials. My IG, my main account, which is activated right now, is debb.aje. I'll say it again. It's debb.aje. For the last time, it's debb.aje. If you want, just let me know you're coming from the podcast, and then I'll take you more seriously. So yeah, shoot your DMs if you want. If you don't have IG or whatnot, you can hit me up on Snap, add me on Snap. It's SUCCMY.D. SUCCMY.D. I don't want to suggest, I have the podcast has a Twitter, but I'm not on the Twitter because, like, I'm just not on. So if you send something on the Twitter, I would suggest you send on my socials. Most likely the ones that I just plugged, because that's just better. So yeah, I think that's enough of the little advice. I just wanted to share with you guys, because I feel like, you know, maybe there's someone out there who could want to hear that. But yeah, share the podcast, guys. Like, support your gal, you know. Don't gatekeep my podcast, you know. I'm trying to get up there, but at the same time, I don't want too many people, because like, it, like, not everyone gets my humor, you know. It's not easy to listen to this podcast and not get offended. So, like, you know. But then again, it's like, what you gonna do if you do get offended? You gonna beat me up through the screen? That's what I fucking thought. So, if you have a sensitive friend, send it to them. Don't send it to them. I mean, shit. Like, what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do? Jump me? But anyways, let's move on to the questions. I have a lot. So, I don't know. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Okay, I'm just like looking, because I just got a message from this guy asking me to send pictures that he took off my phone, and I think I deleted them. This time I'm having an iPhone, bro. I swear people be asking me to take pictures and shit. I'm checking my recently deleted, because it could be there. If it's not, then I don't know. He's gonna have to deal. Oop, it's not here. The fuck? Shit. But it's not my fault. Like, what the fuck? Bro, whatever. Anyways, that just popped up. But on to the questions. Again, if you have any questions and not advice, then you can just, I don't know why I said advice. But yeah, again, the socials, if you have any questions you want to ask me. But the first question is, what's the brokest thing someone has done around me? And like, I'm just a child. I'm just a fucking child. So like, you know, don't expect me to say something crazy then. But I'm trying to think, like, the brokest thing someone has done around me. I don't know, like, I feel like maybe, like, the brokest thing is, like, bro, kids, like, fighting for coins, you know, like, that shit is just, like, what the fuck, like, I swear to God, like, they fight for coins, like, someone can drop a coin, motherfuckers will step on that shit, and, like, they step on it to, like, make sure no one picks it up, and hoes be, like, fighting for coins, and it's, like, bro, relax, like, what the fuck. Or like, someone can ask for money, like, two people can ask for money, and like, can ask for like coins, and you only have one, and now they're fighting for it, and it's like, calm down. Like, it's just the coin. So I think, like, fighting over, it's not even fighting for money, it's fighting over coins. I need to empathize, what's the word, emphasize, I need to emphasize on the fact that it's coins. Like, fighting over coins is crazy, bro. That's like next level, like, really. But I don't really think there's, like, anything I can think of other than that. I mean, what else is, like, what? That's kind of crazy. Damn. Oh, next one. How can you tell someone is from South Africa? So, in case you don't know, I South Africa. And I actually have an episode called South Africa, and I just speak about it. But I actually want to make like a part two about that, because at the time that I was recording, I was just speaking out of my ass. I'm not even gonna lie to you. And also, that is one of my most listened to episodes. So I'm thinking about making like another one, because now I have more knowledge on the place, and I've also moved. So yeah, let's just say I have more knowledge. So maybe I should write that down, actually, because I've been wanting to make another episode, but I haven't. And like, so if you have any questions about South Africa that you want me to answer, then like I said, my socials in the beginning, you can go. I'll also plug it at the end if you want. Yeah, I'll plug it at the end in case you didn't write them down in the beginning and you don't want to go back. So if you have any questions you want me to answer about South Africa, I'll give my honest opinion. But with the question, I think the best way to know if someone's from South Africa, mainly like the accent, like for sure. You can like tell by someone's accent, and also the way they talk, like you can tell by their accent, you know, like it's like a strong accent. I mean, for me personally, people say that I have an accent and it's not a South African accent. So, I mean, but yeah, a lot of people have an accent that you can just kind of, yeah, but you can also tell like by their vocabulary, like there's South African slangs, you know, every place has their slangs, right? So that's another way you can tell, like South African has like slang, you know, like there's a lot of slangs that people just say when you're angry, when you're surprised, when this and that. So probably that. I'm trying to think, there's not really, yeah, basically that, you know, maybe the music they listen to, because there is a South African genre of music. I hate it, by the way. So if, yeah, that could also give it away. But yeah, I think that's basically it, really. Like, when I go through these questions, I think of like questions that I can make an episode, not necessarily an episode, but I can make the episode title. And if the question is so juicy that I can make the title, I don't want to answer it when I already have a title. So that's why it's like, I try and, it's something, I don't know, I'm just speaking shit. I'm speaking out of my ass. Like, let me just shut the fuck up. Anyways. Okay, now wait. Shit, this is tough. Because this next question, I could save it for the South African episode. But whatever, the question is, what is the best and worst thing about my city? Shit. Okay, so the best thing I think is like, what the fuck? Wait, hold on. Wait, there has to be something. The best thing is like, I guess I could say the best thing is the woman, and then the worst thing is the man, for sure. I think that's a pretty good answer, for sure. The next question is, what's the quickest way to lose your girl? Now, this is, like, you see, I'm a female, so I can speak, obviously, I'm not going to speak completely for females, but, you know, if you're a guy, or you know of a guy, send this to him. But I think the quickest way to lose your girl is being broke, like, really being broke, because it is this saying where it's like, if you don't have money, don't look for a girl. You're chasing a girl when you should be chasing money. Like, if you're broke, and I'm saying this in a way that I'm not even giving off gold digger vibes. I promise you, bro. A girl is not a gold digger if she wants you to have money. Because a gold digger is someone who uses you for your money. But if a girl wants you to have money, it doesn't mean that she's a gold digger. It's just like, girls are not, I don't know how to say it, but it's not easy to have, it's not cheap to have a girl. It's not cheap to have, wait, fuck, okay, it's not, it's cheap to have a cheap girl. Yes, it's cheap to have a cheap girl. But if you have a 10 out of 10 girl, I'm not like, 9 out of 10 you not having money is not going to be able to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, in the most, like, I'm not even a gold digger for real, I promise you, like, I don't need your money. But like, you know, girls want flowers. You know, Valentine's Day comes, what are you getting your girl? Oh, you don't have money? Shit, what her birthday comes, what you gonna do? You know, some girls want guys to pay for their nails. What are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? So, like, not even on some gold digger shit, but like in general, if you broke, oof, you gotta chase money, not girls. You gotta chase money, not girls. Another way that I think you could lose a girl. Probably be nonchalant, for sure. For sure. But I'm telling you, this nonchalant thing, bro, oh my God. Y'all are gonna lose your females with this thing, bro. Because that toxic in and be nonchalant, it's gonna hold a girl until she finds a better guy. I promise you. Because if a girl doesn't feel secure in a relationship, even if she's in it, as soon as someone else pops around, she's gonna leave. So be nonchalant. Like, people, guys feel like girls like toxic guys, blah, 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 blah. And even though that may hold them, it's not gonna keep them. And then you're gonna lose your girl eventually. So this whole toxic thing, nonchalant, bro, it gotta go. If you're not nonchalant, don't try and force it. If you are nonchalant, change your fucking ways. You're not Future. You're not The Weeknd. You're not some toxic king. You're not Andrew Tate. You're just a guy who's gonna fucking end up single. Be nonchalant is cool until you're 30. And then you're 30 and single, no kids. Then what? Like, where's that gonna get you? Being nonchalant is cool until all your friends are married and you're just single. Being nonchalant is cool until your parents want grandchildren. Like, where the fuck is that gonna get you? That's what I fucking thought. Like, I'm just being real with y'all. I'm just keeping it real with you. Fuck. Damn it, bruh. Because this nonchalant thing, y'all guys think it's cool. You think girls like bad guys, blah, 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 blah. You're gonna lose your girl. I promise you. You are not gonna keep a girl with this nonchalant act, bro. I swear to God. If I can put something on my life, it's that. You may keep her for some time, but I promise you, eventually, she's gonna leave. And a lot of the times, girls stay, but I promise you, they wanna leave so bad. They planning to leave so bad. And let the thing come that actually lets them leave. It's just gonna... You keep the nonchalant act and see how long it takes until your girl leaves. Eventually. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just keeping it real. Just keeping it real with y'all. Just keeping it real. Sorry if you can't handle the truth, but I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Sorry. Another way you can probably lose your girl. I'm saying these things are like things that once a girl finds out, you're most likely gonna lose your girl. Like, I feel like these are the quickest ways to lose your girl. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I'm with a guy and eventually he starts being like, oh, sorry, I don't have money. Oh, I don't have money. Oh, I'm broke. I'm broke. I'm broke. Eventually, gonna be lost. If you keep going on with the nonchalant act, you're gonna get dropped eventually. So I feel like these are like the quickest ways that you could lose your female. Another thing I can think of is if you're aggressive. I know a lot of females, the minute you like get aggressive, if you raise your voice, if you fucking put your hands on her, if you just aggressive. If I'm with the guy, the minute I see he's aggressive, oof, out of there, out of there. Because with a lot of girls, it's like, if you show a little bit of aggression, they're not gonna wait until you really show aggression. They're gonna dip. They're gonna dip, bro. If I'm with the guy and homie gets aggressive, even if he doesn't put his hands on me, if I can see you aggressive, I'm gonna dip. Because I'm not gonna wait till the day you put your hands on me. Like, I'm gonna dip, bro. So, I'm trying to think if there's any other ways that you could lose your girl. Can't really think of anything, huh? Shit. But I think those are like some great points. If you're a female listening to this and there's points that I didn't include, let me know on my socials. If you're a guy, if you're a girl, send this to any guy who needs to fucking hear this. And yeah, if you're a guy, maybe you have ways that you want me to speak about, ways that a girl can lose a guy. Yeah, let me know too. Maybe I'll speak on it. Maybe I won't. I'm kidding. I may speak on it. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you know, like, you guys should interact. Let's be a family of one, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know? But yeah, I think that's really all I can say. Next question. What's the toughest lesson life has taught me? I feel like life has taught me a lot of lessons. I can't really think of one. Shit. Okay, the one I can think of is don't go broke trying to look rich. Don't go broke trying to look rich, bruh. Elon Musk is the richest guy. I think so. Is it Elon Musk? No, what's that one? Bill Gates or what? What between the two? I don't give a fuck. But these rich people, they walk around and you wouldn't even guess they're the richest. But these celebrities with all these chains, blah, 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 blah. Don't go broke trying to look rich. I remember there's this picture of with Ellen DeGeneres with Migos, and the Migos like had like money in their hands, blah blah blah. And I remember comments saying the richest one is Ellen DeGeneres, and she's not, she doesn't have like whatever. But yeah, I think that's the toughest lesson. I can't really think. There's lots of lessons here. Like nothing's coming to my mind. Nothing's coming to my mind. But it's a lot, hey. It's a lot. Next question. Fuck, I'm tired. Shit, I keep yawning. I'm not actually tired, but I keep yawning. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Next question. Let me see. Let me say. Do you argue in public or wait till you get home? I actually don't know. I mean, it depends on the situation, how serious it is. Yeah, it depends how serious it is. Because if it's serious, it's like, I'm going to speak about it. I'm going to speak about it there and then. But then again, it depends, like, what's the situation. Because, you know, like, but if it's not that, I mean, I've never really been in a situation where I was in public with a guy and then something serious just happened. Like, just so much, like, it just magically happened when we're outside. So, yeah, I think, like, yeah, I don't know, hey, fuck, like, I don't know. Next question, what song do you have on repeat right now? Right now, shit, I don't even know. I think, what's that song, Carnival? That song I had on repeat, like, a few days ago. But a song I have on repeat right now, I mean, I haven't listened to a song today. I didn't listen to any songs yesterday. But a song I remember I had on repeat, like, maybe this week, was, like, Carnival. Oof, that song is just, oh, my God, But I'm on my Apple Music right now. I don't know if I can play music here before I get fucking copyrighted. But a song that I have on repeat. Let's go through the songs that I've had on repeat. Homebody by Rob49. That song is like, you know, good girls who don't come outside get cheated on. You know, when we come to your city, we turn your city up. You know, it's like I'm on the VBs, huh? We're on the VBs, huh? Shit, girl, come on, son. I'm trying to run around. Yeah, that song. Another song that ran on repeat is Big Dog by Lil Durk. It's like, she want that big bag. She don't want that little girl shit. I just get mad when you want that little girl shit. Is that song, I'm so rich, I bring the barber in the club. I'm so rich, I met the robbers in the club. You end up snitching, then you're not a part of it. This is so cringe, whatever, fuck you. Oh, but I'm trying to, yeah. The other one is Getting With Me, you know, by Boss Man, blah, blah, blah. The other one is One Call by Rich Amari, or whatever the fuck you say his name. The other one is Bigger Than Everything by Yeez. Oof, this one, Sunday Service by Lotto. Oh my God. I don't sing R&B, but bitch, I'm really her. Fuck, well, I don't like saying the N-word in case there's any white person. This is just, how you let him cheat and take him back must be your only. And then she just says the N-word. I get loud just like my weed. Okay, I feel like the song just doesn't hit the same when I don't say the N-word. So there's any, I don't know why I'm apologizing. What the fuck? I'm black. I can say the N-word, but I don't like saying. I feel like it's such an aggressive thing to say. But it's like, I don't sing R&B, but bitch, I'm really her. But wrong with niggas. How you let them cheat and take it back? Must be your only nigga. I get loud just like my weed. I don't wash my tongue with niggas. I hang up the phone on niggas. You my daddy, bitch, I'm big mama. Every time y'all book me with them hoes, it's gonna be big drama. 20 black of berries, we pull out black Sunday service. I don't want a 101, don't know why she's so nervous. But what he's all saying, cause my niggas say I'm perfect. Tell the truth. Oh, I'm not that cute, bitch, you won't ask your boo. He make money, I make money, she like who gonna trick or treat. Whatever. I know I didn't say the song properly, but fuck you. I'm just going through my playlist right now. Is Fuck With You by Party Next Door. That's not how the song goes, but the other one is Trifling Hoes by Lil Durk. Yeah, the other one is Shake Some, the remix with Sexy Red. But I think, yeah, those are the songs that I've had on repeat, if not have on repeat. But yeah, I think that's basically it, whatever. The next, you see, I was about to say the next song. The next question. How many chances do you give before cutting a person off? What's this up? I feel like I give two chances, really. Like, because the first time, you don't know. And then the second time, it's like after I've told you. And then the second time, is like you doing it. So, for example, like, you know, if you do something that I don't like, you don't know I don't like it. So then I'm going to tell you I don't like it. And then if you do it for the second time, it's like, okay, so now you knew I didn't like it and you still did it. So I feel like I give, like, two chances, really. But if it's something like cheating, there's like, oof, you're not getting a second chance for shit, you know? So it depends on the situation, depends on like how serious it is. If it's something minor, then like I'm gonna tell you, and if you do it again, it's like, okay, so now you're trying me. But if it's something serious, then it's like, oof, yeah, you ain't getting a second chance for nothing, you know? You ain't getting a second chance for shit. You ain't getting a second. The next question, do you give your number out or your IG? Shit, I give my number. Fuck, now I feel so bad. Because the thing is, like, when guys approach me, they ask for my number. I don't think, no, the thing is also, right, I follow, if you were to check my IG and go through my following, I follow a bunch of girls. I think the only guys that I follow are guy friends. Guys that, like, just guys that are, like, yeah, genuinely just guy friend and celebrities. Like, there's not one guy that I follow that I haven't spoken to. So, like, friends, even if we're not friends, but we've spoken to each other before. Or just celebrities. And it's only a few. Majority of the people I follow are females. So, I don't like giving guys my IG because they're going to go through my following and just see a bunch of females. And the females I follow are bad. Like, not even because I'm insecure or anything, but I know guys just cheat. Because guys are just guys. Like, I remember I saw this IG post when it's like, wait, I took a screenshot because I was like, this is so real. I saw this IG post and it was like, there's a reason why fathers and brothers are so protective. Men don't even trust men. And it's like, exactly. Like, I'm not even insecure, but I don't trust men for shit. I'm not trying to give my guy an IG. He goes to my following and it's a bunch of females that are sexy as fuck. So yeah, I follow a lot of sexy females. Some are celebrities, some are just females in general. A lot of them follow me back. So same with the guys. So yeah, I don't really give out my number mainly for that reason. But then, like, I mean, I don't give out my IG mainly for that reason. But if a guy did ask, and also I don't really post anyways, so what are you getting my IG for? If I posted, then yeah, I would have given them because there's something to actually see. But if someone gives me the IG and they don't have any posts, I would go to the following. You know, like, I'll look at something. So, yeah. So I give up my number. Fuck. I didn't know I'm supposed to give up my IG shit. Maybe I'll start. I don't think I'll ever start though, because there's nothing. Maybe when I start posting, whenever that will even be. So when I start posting, then yeah. For sure. We will most definitely consider giving the IG. But for now, it's like there's nothing to even give out. So yeah. Next fucking question is, what's your lock screen? Oh fuck, this one's gonna get me in trouble. Okay, so y'all are gonna have to forgive me with this one. Okay, so basically there's a story. My lock screen, and I'm gonna describe it right now. So my lock screen is a picture that I got from Pinterest, right? And if you follow me on Pinterest, oh my god, I forgot to plug my Pinterest. Wait, let me even check what the fuck my username is. Because both my usernames for my socials are either Big Baller Debbie or Big Stepper Debbie. For example, my IG spam account is Big Baller Debbie. My YouTube is Big Stepper Debbie. So my Pinterest is Big Baller Debbie, yeah. So if you want to follow me on Pinterest, you can go do that. So that's always the confusing thing between the two. But on my Pinterest, if you go on my Pinterest, I have a board called My Man, My Man. And it's basically a board full of, like, pictures to recreate with if I had a boyfriend. It basically, like, things that I want from a guy, you know, it has a list of what I expect from a guy. Just like, you know what I'm saying? So in this board, it is a picture, and like I said, I'm going to describe it, of a guy and a female in a car, and the car is a BMW, and you can tell because the logo of the BMW is on the middle of the steering wheel. So the picture looks like the girl took the picture from her angle. Like, she, so the guy sits on the driver's seat, obviously, and the girl sits in the passenger seat. So the angle that the girl is taking the picture, you can't see her. Oh, so the girl has her legs on the guy's lap. So obviously you can't see the girl because she's taking the picture from that angle, and you can't see the guy's face, but you can see the guy's hands, and he's holding a blunt in his hand. So basically all you can see from the picture is a girl's leg on the guy, and you can see them in a car, a BMW, and it's night, looks like night, because it's like dark as fuck. You can see the guy holding a blunt. So basically it's like they just smoking in the car. But you can't see anyone's face because the girl is taking it from her angle. And the reason why this is my lock screen, right, is because I was going to go see this guy. And, like, him and I, shit, it's complicated as fuck. Like, it's complicated as fuck, bro. I was going to go see him. And I just kind of wanted to be toxic. And I wanted to act like, I didn't want to act like this was me. But obviously, if you see it, you're going to assume it's me. Like, whenever anyone has, like, the people who sees the lock screen assumes it's me. Like, I remember I was with this nurse and she's like, you smoke weed? Because I remember I asked for, I asked to, for, what's this thing, like a pin. Because, you know, the SIM card slot thing. I asked for a pin because I wanted to take out my SIM card. And she, like, took the phone because I was in hospital, obviously, and I'm not allowed to get a pin because, you know, you can't get sharp objects. So she took my phone and then she did it herself. And she looks at my lock screen and she's like, you smoke weed? And I was like, no. And she's like, your fucking lock screen is a picture of a guy holding a fucking blunt. And I was like, oh. She didn't say that, but she asked because of that. And I was like, no. Lol. But you get what I'm saying? Like, people get that impression that that's me, obviously. And also, like, in other cases, when anyone sees it, they just assume that's me. I remember this time I was walking with this guy, and he's like, oh, you like BMWs? Because he saw my lock screen. And I was like, yeah. But I don't really. But, you know, the lock screen. So I just wanted to be toxic with that guy I wanted to see. And I put that as my lock screen, and I haven't changed it. Because I'll change it eventually, obviously. This picture is very deceiving. If my mom or brother or any family member saw it, they will think that's me. And it's very deceiving. But yeah, that's my lock screen. That's the fucking story behind it. So if you wanted to do that, there's a toxic tip for you if you want to. I don't know, but yeah. But that guy and I that I want to go see, we're toxic anyways. So, like, shit. It's not a big deal. Whatever. Get over it. Get over it. But, next question, what's the first thing you notice about a man? First thing I notice is probably your hair. In case you didn't know, I like dreads. Okay, but you don't need dreads to be attractive. But I like dreadheads. And I have seen guys who don't have dreads but are still attractive. So I like dreadheads. More preferably dreadheads with brown dreads. Gotta dye that shit brown. That shit is sexy as fuck. But dreads in general can be black. But I'm just saying, like, if I were to really specify brown dreads. But, like, yeah, I like dreads. So, yeah, even if you don't have dreads, like, I noticed your hair first. Like, you know, do you have a lineup? Is your hair looking? Because a lot of guys like to be like, oh, I want my girl to have her toes done. I want my girl to have her nails done. I want my girl to have her hair done. Oh, no, no, no. Is your fucking hair done? Like, you go, what's going up there? You know, like, I noticed your hair, like, very quickly. So I feel like, yeah, I noticed your hair probably, like, first. I think the second thing I noticed is, like, I don't know. Yeah, that's probably, like, the first thing I noticed. And then I started looking at, like, other things and shit like that. I also probably noticed, like, your shoes. Because I like to, like, look at people's shoes. Like, look at your shoes. What you got going on? You know, if I see you today and I notice the shoes you're wearing and I see you tomorrow with those same shoes, it's like, oh, okay. Like, I just noticed shoes. But I think the first thing will have to be hair. But there's a lot of things you notice. But, you know, the question does say, why do you notice? I mean, what do you notice first? So, yeah, that's what I notice first. The next question, how do men catfish? I don't even. Men, what a strange species, bro. Men catfish in many ways, now that I think about it. First of all, Men catfish with their hides.
Men catfish with their hides. Oh my god.
So I guess you know I'm 174 centimeters. I'm pretty tall. I know that. But I'm not ashamed of my height. So men are fucking catfishes with their height. Like, I mean, I've never had a guy tell me he's this. I've never really asked a guy how tall he is, though. Oop. My fault, gang. Lol. So, like, I can't really think, but I think if a man were to, like, catfish about something, it would probably be his heights. Yeah. Like, yeah, I guess, like, his height, like, it depends on the pictures he takes. Because, like, maybe height, like, lie about his height, like, actually just straightforward, just lie about his height, or be like, I'm tall as fuck. And then you meet some person, it's like, you are shorter than shit. Or, like, maybe the way they take their pictures, like, you know, when they take the pictures, you know, it just, like, pictures in general are just fucking catfishes. Unless you're taking a picture of an iPhone, I don't know, 15, is that the latest iPhone? I'm just kidding, but like, yeah, maybe like how you take your pictures can also like contribute to catfishing. But men can catfish in a lot of ways, hey. I just can't think of it. Also, no, men can catfish because you know what a lot of men like to do? Not just men. This is why I don't want a guy with social media. Not even just men. People, this is why people say social media is fake. On social media, they wanna act like they live in lavish. You want to act like they got all the money. They want to rent cars, take pictures in front of these cars, act like they got this, that, this, that. You meet them in person. You meet them in person. You will find the guy who's posting this, that, money, money, money. This guy is asking for money. And you'll think to yourself, how does this even make sense? You're the one posting online, yet behind the scenes, you're asking people for money. That's another way, not even just men, but like, the question's about men, but like people in general that can catfish, like this social media thing, bro. Y'all wanna be acting all lavish on social media when in real life you are doing nothing like that. Nothing. Or like you go on a fucking trip. Let's say you go on a trip, next thing you find out that's a school trip. Then what? You posting money, next thing you find out it's your friend's money. You posting money, next thing you find out it's the money your parents said you must go put in the bank. You're taking pictures in front of a car. Next thing you find out, it's your friend's car, your neighbor's car, your parents' car. You posting clothes, all these fucking, like, expensive clothes, you find out it's borrowed. You. But you get what I'm trying to say. Like, yeah, they can catfish like that. Like, they can catfish like that, bro. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, you can. But this is another thing I saw this girl do at school, and we were talking about it. She reposts people's IG stories and crops it out, and she turns up the exposure so you can't really. People, bro. Oh my god, bro. People can catfish in so many ways. You don't even understand, bro. You don't even understand the way people will catfish. It will have you like, ha! Huh, you really did this just to catfish, like. This life, bro. This life is just. Life is not for the weak, bro. Life is not for the weak. Anyways, next question. What's something you do when you're home alone? Something I do when I'm home alone. I mean, I just don't do anything crazy. You know, people when they're home alone, they throw parties, they do this. Like, I don't really do shit. Like, I feel like the only thing I do is like sometimes I can like walk around naked or something. Well, maybe not naked, but, like, let's say I just have a shirt on. I won't wear pants or, like, vice versa. But if I'm home alone, it's, like, you know. So that's probably what I can do. Or, like, blast something or, like, you know, nothing crazy. Just, like, you know, if I'm home alone, like, I just get a little bit of freedom. And I'll just do a little this, that. So, I remember there was a day I was home alone and my brother's at school. And I, like, wore this top. Like, it was low-key kind of oversized, but not really. And I didn't have pants on. I had my, you know, underwear on. But I didn't have pants on. And I didn't. And I told myself, when my brother comes home, because I was washing dishes, so I was, like, by the window. And I told myself, when my brother comes home, I'm going to run upstairs and wear my pants. And I didn't hear him come home. And this guy comes home, and I was like, shit. And he fucking walks up to me, and he greets me, and I looked at him like, oh my god. But I was trying to play it cool, like the fact that I didn't have pants on. He didn't say anything, so I guess I got away with it. I don't know. But it was so like, fuck. Like when I found out, I was like, he's at home. I was like, what the fuck? How did you, what the fuck? But Yeah. Next question. What do you look for before shooting your shot on social media? So, me personally, I don't shoot my shot. And secondly, I don't like a guy with social media. I don't like a guy with social media. But the thing is, if you do want to have social media, you can't be addicted to social media. And when I say addicted, you can't be obsessed with what people think. Like, you can't be posting every single day. Posting, when I say posting, posting stories, posting posts every single day. You shouldn't be obsessed with social media. So even if you have social media, you don't have to post every day. You don't have to have 500 posts, 600 posts, like 33 posts or all these highlights and posts on your story every day. Like, even if you have social media, you know, you can have your followers, you can have your following, zero posts. Or even if you have posts, like one, two posts, a few. You don't even have to have highlights. Don't be posting on your story every single day. Post on your story once in a while. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you want to even have social media, I know this one guy, that same guy that I changed my profile, my lock screen for, he really posts on his story. When he does post on his story, he's posting happy birthdays to his guy friends. He's, if he went out, he maybe posts like here and there, but hardly, has zero posts, has one highlight, and it's only one story. Because you know when you have a highlight, you can add stories to it. One story, and it's a story of him meeting a rapper, and that's the only story he has, and it's from years ago anyways. So that's a, you know, that's like what a good social media should look like. And his profile picture isn't even a picture of him. So, you know, like, that's just a W. That, like, you know, if, even if you have social media, don't be, you know what I'm saying? Don't be, you're not an influencer yet, baby. You don't be posting like that, you know? Even if you are an influencer, don't be, you know what I'm saying? Don't be addicted to that shit. And you're a guy, too. Like, you know, what you posting for? You're not even going to get likes anyways.
Like, you're just a guy. Like, gonna humble yourself.
But, yeah, I think that's basically that. Nothing crazy, nothing... Yeah, I don't really... Oh, fuck, I didn't answer the question. But when I do shoot my shot, if I'm not... Not necessarily shoot my shot, but if a guy was shooting shot at me, what I would look for, I would go... I mean, if you have post, I would look to your post, obviously. If you don't have post, you know, tick on the little checklist. If you have highlights, I'll check that. You know, if you don't have highlights, another tick. If you have a story, obviously, I'll check your story. If you don't, tick. I'll go through your following if you don't have any followings. Tick. If you have a low following, tick. If you don't even have social media, tick. But you get what I'm saying? Like, I'll look through what you have. I'll check the following for sure. If you have a lot of followers, X, your followers should be like low, bruh. Low as fuck. So yeah, it depends on your follow. I'll look at your following, maybe check your tag post. Yeah, I'll check your tags for sure. Let me see what motherfuckers are tagging you in, you know. Maybe you don't post, but your friends are posting you. You know, let me see what I'm working with. But yeah, I'll just really just go through your shit. Like, duh. Just, you're duh. Like, what the fuck? Next question. What's a red flag you'll ignore if the person looks good? Not a damn one. Like not a damn one, bro. Because now that I think about it, like, red flags are red flags. I feel like for me, it's easy to look, like, I don't know how to explain it. Again, what I was saying with the thing with relationships, when you're desperate, you'll most likely overlook these red flags. But, like, I don't really, because the thing is, like, personality overlooks and shit, but it's like, you're going to get old. You're going to get, like, 60, and then your looks aren't going to mean shit. You know, so those red flags are still going to be red flags regardless. And, you know, you could get in an accident by tomorrow. Lose all your features. You, then what? You know what I'm saying? Like, red flags are very important. Like, just because you're beautiful, you could lose your beauty by tomorrow. There are hundreds of beautiful people. What makes you different? You know, you could, like I said, get in a crash tomorrow. You know, like... I just audio assisted real quick. But anyways, welcome back. Today is Saturday, March 23rd. I stopped recording, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I don't even know. And I'm recording today. I'm gonna finish the Q&A. Also, I am grilling chicken, so I'm gonna like pause in between to go check it because I just flipped it now, so I'm gonna like, I don't know, like after like 2 minutes or something, go check on it because I'm cooking. But anyways, nothing really. I'm trying to think, like, did something even happen? I mean, shit happens, but I don't really talk about it, like, on the podcast, because I don't really even know what to say. Anything. I don't really have anything to say before we get into the questions. Nothing really happened. I mean, yesterday was yesterday, and, like, not much can happen in, like, less than 2 hours. So, yeah, I don't really think I have shit to talk about, hey? So, we're just gonna finish off the questions, because, yeah, like, I don't know what the fuck to say. So, anyways, you guys know the drill. I already did the questions at the beginning, so I'm not gonna say too much, because we already know how this drill goes. But, yeah. Next, I mean, first question. What it is? I'm not gonna do this thing up. This thing up, you're there. First question. Oh, I knew I had something I wanted to talk about. The question is, do you believe in karma? And I knew there was, like, there's something, because I went through my notes and I'm like, there's nothing that I wrote, but I know there's something I want to talk about. I think I said in the episode, like, I think like 2 days ago or something. I should not forget the chicken. That day that I said I was making TikToks, bro, that day, no, I think it was 2 days ago. Wait, what? Hold on. Wait, no, it wasn't 2 days ago. It was more than that, because my mom wasn't at home that day. Today's Saturday. So it was Tuesday, I think. Wait, today's Saturday. My mom's at work. And then it was Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday, if I calculated that correctly. But it doesn't even matter. So basically, my mom had said that I should take my brother to the mall to cut his hair. Right? And she was like, you know, I'm the oldest one, so, you know, putting the responsibility on me, like, yo, make sure he cuts his hair, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, bet. You know, I don't mind. I haven't gone to the mall in a minute. Like, you know, like, I haven't gone out in a minute. Like, okay, like, you know, I'm like, great, you know. So then, the power went at 2. So, no, the thing is, I was cooking, like, spaghetti, I believe. I was cooking spaghetti for the lunch, and the time, like, I told my brother, like, yo, when I'm done spaghetti, you know, like, stop preparing. And then he was like, nah, let's just go now. He has stuff to do at 4. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, shut up. I'm cooking. I can't, you know, I'm fucking cooking. And then when I was done the spaghetti around about the time, that's when the power went at 2. And then it was going to come back at 4. And then now it's because the power is gone. It's like, oop. And when the power's gone, the mall, like, a lot of the stores are, like, obviously, if there's no fucking power, the stores aren't gonna be able to function. So we had to wait till 4 for the power to come back. So then, I think it was before I went to a bath. No, like, I don't know if it was before I went to bath or before, when I was finished bathing, before I started changing. But basically, my brother had fallen asleep because there was no power. There's, like, nothing to do. And then I told him before, like, yo, you know, start preparing, we're gonna go soon. And then he, like, because that's when I still was sleeping, he, like, wakes up and he's like, and I was like, okay, I close his door, go to my room, I start changing pants, top, okay, bed. And I remember thinking to myself, do I want to, like, go all out? Because if you know, I was in clinic, like, I literally got out on Sunday, so, like, I was in clinic for 3 weeks. I was getting ready at the clinic for, like, 3 weeks straight, like, literally getting ready every single day, bro. Because obviously, when I go to school, obviously I go to school almost every day, but I don't, like, for example, I don't put mascara on, don't do my edges. Like, I don't really I get ready, but you get what I'm saying? I don't really put in effort for school. So when I was in the clinic, I was like, you know, mascara every day, edges every day, this on every day, lip line. You know, like, I was actually putting in effort. So I hadn't gone out since the day I came back from the clinic. So I'm thinking to myself, do I want to, like, you know, put in a little bit of effort? You know, like, it's nice to dress up and, like, you know, and I'm thinking, like, do I? At first I was like, nah, I don't want to do it because I'm just going to the mall with my brother. Like, you know, what are we even going to do? And then I was like, you know what? Like, okay. And also my mom said I should buy sugar. And I was like, okay, like, why not? Okay, so bed. I expect my brother to be dressing up or not. So then I was like, okay, I start putting on my mascara. And I don't wear makeup, I only wear mascara because I know, I don't know if I've said it here before, but I have long lashes. Like, this is a flex for me because not on, like, on, like, most, like, I hate stuttering, but, like, on some humble shit, I have long lashes. Like, I'm being real humble, like dead ass. Like, I remember there was a time a girl thought I got my lashes done, and I was like, nah, babe, that's just mascara. She was like, oh, you have nice lashes. And like, just in general, I remember there was a day my mom, when I was a kid, my mom came, and then when she left, she's like, oh, I saw you put on makeup. And I was like, makeup? What the fuck? And she's like, I saw you put on lashes. And I was like, bro, that's just mascara. I was like, yo, like, is my lashes that long? Like, shit. And also, like, just many times in general. So I was put on mascara. But the thing is with mascara is you don't get it on the first try. You're not going to put mascara on once and it's, you know, like, it takes a few tries. And also, like, the top of your eyelid, you know, the mascara can, like, you know, this is only girls obviously can understand this, but like the top of your eyelid can, like, you know, you still need to clean the ex, like, you get what I'm saying? Mascara like messes around your eye, and you're not gonna, it's not just gonna get on your eyelash, it's gonna get all over, like, around your eye. So, you know, I'm doing all that. It's not something that you just get on the first try, you know. Sometimes my lashes also clump together, like, it's so annoying, bro. It's not something that it takes, like, it's not something that I could just do in, like, 2 minutes. Like, I spent quite some time trying to, like, perfect it, you know? And then, okay, babe, I'm done with that. Now I start moving on to my edges. And, bro, when I tell you, like, I love edges. I love seeing them on other people. I love it. They look, they can make you look 10 times better. But these things are so fucking difficult. Not difficult, but, like, bro. Oh, my God. So I use Got To Be Glue. And okay, I want to fucking check my chicken because it's been 7 minutes. I don't want my shit to burn. I don't know if I should keep. Nah, I'm not gonna keep recording. I'll be back. Oh, y'all, I'm back. It's been 7 minutes straight and I didn't check the chicken. And I go there and I open the oven and like the amount of smoke that just beat my face, bro. It, the heat just like literally just went straight in my face. And I was so scared because I was like, why the fuck is there so much smoke? Is it burned? I open and it literally doesn't look like anything happened. And mind you, the oven is hot. Like, it's at a high temperature. But anyways, so I use Got To Be Glue, the black one. This is the yellow one. And I haven't tried the yellow one out because it wasn't in the store. That's the one I wanted to get. But I only got the black one. But, like, before I got To Be Glue, Got To Be, like, it's got to, like, it's just that gel, you know? When you see someone at school and, like, their edges are lazy, Austin, what gel do you use? Got To Make a Little Gun. You know, so when I found it, I was like, okay, wait. Because I used to use Eco Styling. And Eco Styling is also, like, a good gel. And I used to use Eco Styling, but it finished. And then that's when I was like, wait, let me try Got To Be. And then I got To Be Glue. So the thing is, I feel like I do want to go back with Eco Styling. But Eco Styling is, like, I don't, okay, so with Got To Be Glue, right? Hopefully no one finds this boring. My Got To Be Glue is, it's wet, and then when it dries, it's like, it's literally like a fucking glue. You know, when you first have glue, your glue is still like, you know, it's wet. But then once the glue dries, that's when it's strong. It's not strong in the beginning. And that's exactly how Got To Be is. So when you style it in the beginning, your, it's going to make your edges wet. It's hard to style it when it's wet because it's like, you have to, like, put on a lot of layers. Not a lot, but, like, 2-3 times before it's actually, like, no one understands a word I'm saying. But my point is, it takes me quite some time to do my edges and my eyelashes, which is why I don't do them every day. Like, I only do it on special occasions, why I don't do it for school and stuff like that, because it's just a fucking waste. And when you put on mascara, you have to wash your face. And I don't wash my face every single day, but whenever I put on mascara, I have to always wash my face. So, like, obviously in clinic, like, I was washing my face every single day, bro. Washing my edges every single day. And I was like, oh, my God. But anyway, so, like, I'm done, you know. I'm done. Put on lip gloss. I'm ready. I go to my brother's room, knock on the door, open it. This homie is sleeping. I'm just standing there like, bro, I'm fucking done. Like, I'm done. Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm pissed off. Like, what the fuck? And you know, in, like, most cases, it does take a girl longer to get ready than a guy. So, it's like, what? Like, I expect you to be done before me and you waiting. Now, I'm still gonna wait for you after I just finished my 10-hour, you know, get ready with me. And I was like, bro. And then he gets up. And he's like, no, can we just go tomorrow? Like, and I'm like, What the fuck are you talking about? I just got ready. You talking about you don't want to go anymore. And I'm pissed off because I'm like, bro, listen, I don't want to go. We had to walk smokes. My mom was at work. I wouldn't mind not going. But I just fucking got ready. Like, that's the thing that I don't think he understands. Like, I just put on mascara. You're saying that you don't want to go. Imagine you put on mascara just to wash it off. And, like, when I say just to wash it off, go to the mirror, put on mascara. 5 minutes later, go wash that shit off. It's a fucking waste. Ages, it's a waste. Like, I'm just standing there like, bro, if you had just told me this before I got ready, I would have no problem with this. But homie's telling me this after I'm done. Like, what the fuck, bro? And the fact that I woke him up before is even more irritating. And I'm like, bro, if you had said this before I did anything, I would have no issue. All I had to do was take off my clothes and change back to my own normal clothes. But you told me when I'm done everything. Like, hairstyled everything, edges done, mask. Like, bro, does this look like a fucking joke to you? And I'm, like, pissed off because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I swear to God, I wouldn't have been mad at all. I mean, I would still be, like, 1% mad if he was, like, he doesn't want to go when I'm already dressed up. But it's just clothes. I could just change back. I wouldn't mind. But the fact that I fully got ready just for him to say that was annoying. So now I text my mom, like, what the fuck is this? Like, yo, like, he doesn't want to go anymore. And also, she said that I should buy sugar. So if he's not going, like, then I'm not going to buy the fucking sugar. And then I expected my mom to, like, tell him, like, nah, tell him to go. Because my mom is the type of person, like, if we agree on this day, you can't later come and, like, switch up. You get what I'm saying? And she's gotten mad at stuff like that in the past. So I expected her to, like, tell him, like, we all agreed to do it today. So you can't now on the date, like, be like, nah, I don't want to do it anymore. And she's like, no, it's fine. If he doesn't want to do it, we can just do it tomorrow. And I'm just listening on the phone like, what the fuck did you just say? Repeat that? No, he can. What the, like, are you both, like, bro, because I'm talking about my mom, I'm not going to say anything crazy. But, like, you get what I'm saying? How are you okay with this? You are the person that if I even, not even I, if anyone tried this shit, you would be chopped. You would scream your head off. And he's doing it now and you don't have a problem with it. And I was just there like, ain't no way. And then I tell her, but I already got ready. And she's like, you can try and convince him to go. And I was like, all right. So then I just was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And that, also the thing I forgot to say is when I was showering before I was getting ready, my fucking bracelet broke. And the worst part is, it's not even fully my bracelet. When I was downstairs, like, the previous night, I think I saw a bracelet on the table. It's my mom's. I picked it up. I'm like, whoa, this bracelet is fucking cool. I put it on my hand. I was like, bet. I go to sleep with it. Next day, I wake up. The bracelet's still on my hand. And this bracelet is beautiful as hell. It looks rich. Looks expensive. I don't know if it is, but it looks expensive. I'm washing with it on. Like, I'm, you know, it looks expensive. So I don't expect water to do shit to it. And now I'm in the bottom. This thing just cuts. And mind you, it's a beaded bracelet, which means it has beads. And I'm just like, I was in the bathroom and I'm like doing my water. And then I hear like the sound of one bead drop. And I just froze like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, no, I look at my hand, the bracelet's broken. And I'm like, what? Like, I guess it's not that expensive after all, but it literally still does look expensive. And the thing, so many things went through my head. Because my mom has given me jewelry in the past. But they're all so fucking ugly. I think I've spoken about it on this episode. Not this episode, this podcast before. Like, her stuff is not ugly, but it's not my style. So the fact that this one bracelet, the one that I actually like, is so, like, fragile. I was so pissed off. And also the fact that my mom didn't give it to me. I just took it. So what if tomorrow she's like, hey, I want my bracelet back. What am I gonna do? Fuck, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna say? Like, I was just like, ooh. And not even if the fact that she wants it back, I like it. So even if she gave it to me, I like it. Like, I was so pissed off. And then, so I was fixing the bracelet. And then that's when I was like, you know what? Fuck this. And that's when I started getting ready. So when my mom was like, nah, you guys don't have to go. That's when, then I started, like, you know, going back to fixing the bracelet. And because only one bead fell out, I was like, I could just put this one bead back. It'll be simple. The bracelet cuts. And I'm just like, fuck this. But I had glue that I got from clinic because I had art classes. And I'm like, okay, this glue is called marsh glue. So it's not any regular glue. You can look it up. And I'm like, okay, bet. okay, bet. And I'm gluing it. And it would break a few times, like the actual string of the bead, it would like break a few times. But I wasn't giving up, first of all, because I actually like it, like I said. So, and also the fact that it's my mom's. So even if in both cases, it's like I still need it fixed, because if A, my mom wants it back, it needs to be fixed. And if B, if she doesn't want it back, I want it. So it needs to be fixed. So I was like, well, I spent so long on that bracelet and it didn't even, like, it just kept breaking and breaking. And I was like, fuck this. And then I ended up putting it away. So hopefully my mom doesn't ask for it. But that bracelet was amazing. I took a picture when it broke because I was like, oop. I'm going to post it on my spam eventually. So if you want to go check it out, follow the spam. You know, it's Big Baller Debbie. You know the drill. BigBallerDebby. I'm going to go check out the chicken. Fuck, it's been 60 minutes. Okay, I'm back. I just tasted the chicken, and again, when I opened the oven, the smoke beat my face. But the chicken is not burned. I don't know why the smoke is so bad. That whole house is like covered in smoke, and not even one chicken is burned. And it tastes amazing. Fuck, amazing. It tastes great. But anyways, so then I was like, what was I even saying? Yeah, using the glue. But then I was like, fuck this. So then I'm just standing. At this point, I still haven't, like, I still have my edges done, still have mascara on. Like, I haven't gotten unready, right? In case, because I remember my mom had called me later and saying, like, oh, he said he's going to go, blah, blah, blah. And I was just kind of like, at this point, you know, I don't give a fuck. If he wants to go, we can go. If he doesn't want to go, we don't have to go. Because when she already told me the first, when I already told the first time that he doesn't want to go and she told me it's fine, I was like, yeah, we're basically not going. Like, I don't, you know, you already brought my mood down. Like, I'm not really, you know. So when she called me again, see that he said he's going to go, I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. So I still hadn't gotten on ready. And then now I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I just got ready. I can't let this go to waste. And then that's when I started making the TikToks. And yeah, because I was like, I don't want this look to go to waste, you know. So then I started making TikToks. TikToks are great. I also posted on my spam. If you want to go check it out. But yeah, I posted it. Only a few on my spam. And then after that, so, well, yeah, when I was making the TikToks, I had changed the top. And I was wearing a zip-up hoodie. Again, go check the fucking TikTok. So then I threw the top that I was wearing on the bed. Okay, bed. So then now, when I'm done my TikToks, I come back to my room. And I, like the top that I threw on the bed, I pick it up. And I'm looking. Oh, shit. I threw the top on my fucking glue. And I'm just there like, oh, my God. You know that meme where that wig falls off that girl in the interview and she's like, oh my God. Like, that's literally how, I just picked up my top and I saw that I had thrown it on top of the glue. And the glue was open, mind you. Wide open. And I was just looking like, fuck. Like, fuck. And I was pissed off for many reasons. Number one, my glue. Because I don't have glue. Like, I have glue, but I have the sticks, like the glue sticks. This glue is wood glue. And in case you don't know, wood glue is like the liquid one. And I was like, fuck, bro. Like, I literally love this glue so much. And this just happened. Like, half of my glue is wasted. And also, the glue was like literally tiny as fuck. So it's like, it wasn't a lot to begin with. Now, almost half of it is gone. Obviously, I was also mad at the fact that my top is covered in glue. So. And it's also the fact that because I found out late, the glue was a little bit harder. It wasn't like, if you just poured glue, you know, it's still wet. But like the fact that I left it for some time, it was like a little bit harder. I was like, oh my fucking God. Then I take the top, obviously I wash it, and yeah. And then also the thing is, because it was on my bed, a part of my bed sheet, the glue, I don't know, touched it. So now also the bed sheet, and because it touched the bed sheet, it had gone through to the mattress. So the bed sheet was glued to the mat. This glue is fucking strong. That's why I was pissed off when it was wasted. Because I was like, this is my only glue. And literally glued. Like, obviously it wasn't a big mess. But like the little glue that I touched the mattress. I mean, that I touched the bed sheet. Glued to the mattress. Because the glue had seeped down. And actually touched the mattress. And I'm just thinking, fuck. So then I cleaned the glue. But obviously the glue is still there. And the glue is drying up. And it keeps gluing to the mattress. And I have to keep, like, removing it. Because I don't want it to fucking glue forever. So I keep removing it. But it keeps gluing back. So, that's great. I think that's basically all that happened. Like, I remember at this day, I mean, on this day, I just kept thinking to myself, like, this has to be some sort of fucking karma. Like, I was, no, like, I was literally thinking, like, I personally don't believe in karma, because what do you mean the universe is gonna pay you back for something you did? Like, what? Like, bro, what are you saying? What are you talking about? Like, the universe isn't gonna do shit. The universe isn't gonna do shit for you. So, I don't really believe in karma. So, I was just thinking, like, this has to be, like, I'm having a bad day. This has to be some sort of bad luck or something. Because bad things just kept happening one after the other after the other. And it was just like, bro, what? I remember at that point when everything was done, I kept thinking to myself, I can't wait to see what the next bad thing is going to be. Like, I swear to God, I was just sitting there like, something else, like, something bad is going to happen again. Like, what? There's no way. And it was also in the span of 2 hours that all of this just happened. My bead broke, and then my brother didn't want to go anymore, so I got ready for nothing. My mom was fine with it. The TikToks I made were okay, but then the fucking glue spilled, and then the bed, and then, like, everything. It was just like, how is this all happening in one day? So, funny how we turned a little question into a story time, but like I said, that's what questions do. You can pick a topic and start, you know. So, yeah, that's my story. I don't necessarily believe in karma, but explain that. Like, explain that. Is that bad luck? Is it just a coincidence? Is it just, I don't know, the universe paid me back? Like, I swear to God, I don't know what it was, but that has to be some sort of bad luck. Like, I swear to God. Anyways, next question. What's the most you're spending on for weed? So, I actually do have an episode literally about weed. You can go check it out if you want. You also let me know if you want me to make an episode about alcohol, because I have a lot of drunk stories. Oh my God, I have a lot of stories. Ooh, I have this juicy story, bruh. Oh my God. I should make an episode called Drunk Stories. Yes, I'm actually going to do that. Wait, let me write it down. Fuck. So I just wrote it down and I just checked on the chicken. So I do have a few drunk stories. Ouch. I don't have a lot, but I have a few. I don't know why I was making it seem like I have a lot, but I do have, I think they're juicy. That's why I got excited. But with weed, I haven't bought weed like in a long time. Like, the question is, how much, what's the most amount I would spend for weed? I haven't bought weed in a long time. This whole year I haven't done weed. I haven't done alcohol. Last time I did both. I didn't even think it was. I know the last time I drank was in October of last year. I don't know the last time I did weed, bro. I don't even know. Like, I did. I still know. But the thing is, eventually, like, I stopped buying weed. Like, I've bought weed a few times, and then eventually I would stop, because when I first started getting weed, and I spoke about it here, this guy that I was talking to was giving it to me, and obviously he was giving it to me for free, so I didn't pay for it. And then I paid for it off, because after I got a plug, and then obviously I would buy from my plug. And then after some time, I just was like, there's no point. Like, I'll get it. I've gotten it for free so many times to the point where I'm like, there's no need to buy it. And also, I'm not a weed addict. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that I wouldn't, for me now, I wouldn't buy it. But if it was offered, I would, you know. So I don't see myself buying it again unless I'm buying it for a reason. But I wouldn't just buy it just because I know people who can give it to me for free. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Not necessarily give it to me for free, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's places where I can go or chill with certain people that I know they'll definitely be weed. Or if I ask for them to bring weed, then, you know. So the most I've spent on weed, I wouldn't spend a lot though, also because of the explanation I just gave. So I don't think I've spent a lot on weed. The thing, I spend more money on edibles though. Because edibles obviously are like, you know. So I think the most I've spent probably for like a brownie. And it was probably like $30. Yeah. But you also need to know that South African currency is different to other people's places. Why is my voice shaking? You need to know that the currency is different. So obviously $30 to be like, you guys will be like, $30, you'll be like, oh my fucking God, but it's really nothing. Like, it's probably equivalent to, like, I don't know, like, $2 in America or something. But it's not that much, hey, it's just $30. Like, I mean, $30. I would hand it out, really. You can't really buy much with it. You could buy bread, if that's something. But, yeah, I think that's the most. But on actual weed, like, just, like, J's aren't really expensive, though. You can't really, you know, buy it. It's not that expensive. unless you buying like and you want to roll up yourself. But I don't do all of that. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a stoner. That's the word. I'm not a stoner like that. So I wouldn't spend that much, nor have I spent that much. So yeah, if you want weed that bad, go to a function or something, or I don't know. But yeah, I don't really have that much to say about weed. There's nothing much to say about weed. Next question. Are you okay with being a side piece? No. I don't know why I took time to answer that, but no. I would never be a side piece. I don't even think I would want to have someone as a side piece. I remember this time I was talking to this guy, and he was like, I'm okay with being your side piece. And I'm like, bro, like, I just was like, bro, like, deadass, like, imagine if someone openly is like, I'm okay with being your side piece. Like, how much do you value yourself? Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just so confused, because I was making jokes and saying, like, oh, I have a girlfriend. Because the guy was sneak flirting with me, and I was just not even closely interested. Like, I was not closely interested. Not even, no. I wasn't even a little bit interested in him. So I was like, oh, yeah, I got a girlfriend. So me saying I have a girlfriend, obviously, you know, I was like, I was joking, and I told him I was joking later. But when I first said I have a girlfriend, he's like, oh, I'm okay with being your side. And I was like, can you get the fuck away from me? Like, you dirty, like, bro, what are you saying? That's so, if a female friend of mine ever said that to me, I would be like, you're dumb. Like, I swear to God, if any of my friends told me they are okay with being a guy's side piece, I will tell them you're fucking stupid. Because ain't no way, boy, ain't no way. Like, I remember just standing there, because we were walking out and just stood there like, the fuck, bro, are you dumb? Like, what the fuck? That thing was so weird to me, because I've never had someone tell me to my face, or just in general, that they're okay with being a side. I don't give a fuck how attractive you think I am. What, you okay with being my side piece? That's even disgusting, the fact that you would say so, because I'm the one who could make you a side without letting you know. So I could talk to you and have my main guy, but I'll, you know that you're a side, but I won't tell you. So the fact that you are volunteering to be my side is crazy. Like, I don't even order side foods when I'm eating, because that's just too much to handle. So you volunteering, like, who the fuck likes sides anyways? Sides are too much. Like, you might your main meal, the sides aren't even necessary. So the fuck, like, I just remember thinking, like, who, bro, someone get their son. Like, who's this, bro? Like, who let this dog on the off their leash? Like, I was literally so confused. Like, I've never had a guy, not even a guy, I've never had anyone, like, my friends, guy friends, female friends, I've never had anyone come and say that shit to me. So it was just so, like, bro, who is this? Like, deadass, like, it was just so confusing. Like, someone come get their man. Someone get their man. Because this is not it, buddy. This is not it. I'm gonna go check on the chicken, y'all. Okay, so I just checked on the chicken, and I'm just gonna keep it on till I'm done with this episode, because it literally is not even changing color. It is done, but I like it to be a little bit gold, you know, so I have a little bit of color to it. So it is done, but it's still not how I want it. So also, I'm gonna wrap this episode up, because it's about to be 30 minutes long. So I'm gonna answer, like, I don't know, like, three more questions, because I never want my episodes to be too long. So yeah, you know, get this episode out. I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna post this episode. What was I gonna say? I wanna let my previous episode, like, marinate, you know? In my opinion, it doesn't have enough views to my satisfaction. So I wanna, like, you know, let it marinate before I post this episode. Ew! Okay, anyways, next question. What's the fastest way you fumbled money one time? The fastest way I fumbled money, recently especially, I haven't really fumbled money. I've also started saving, so there's that. And, like, I think the fastest way I fumbled money was maybe, like, 2-3 years. I don't know when, but years ago, when I first started getting... Oh, yeah, it was years ago. When I first started getting pocket money, and I remember the first day, so I had a scholarship for my school. And then I was getting a discount. My parents, well, because I don't pay. My parents got a discount for the school fees. So my dad obviously gave me some of, like, you know, say for example, just an example, right? If the school fees are like 1,000 and then the discount is like he's only gonna pay 700, then he's gonna give me part of the 300 that he's saving. I mean, not save, yeah, the 300 saving. It's just an example. So he was giving me money out of, you know, the discount money. So I was getting a certain amount of money. And when I first got it, I remember I wanted to even text my group chat like, yo guys, tomorrow I'm gonna buy you guys this, that, it's all on me. I remember I was like about to, but I told myself, nah, let me not do it. The next day I go to school, I buy my friends, like, yo, because my friend group is like six in total, so excluding me is five, yes. So I bought myself and five other girls, like, what's this thing, popcorn, like, and these popcorns I bought for each person. I remember I gave one of my friends, another one who's not even in my friend group, $50. I was buying them stuff like I'm the richest person. When I got home, I ordered food, bro, and I literally spent like over 150 in an hour. Literally, because it was an exam day, I got home quickly, and I just, like, I always look back on that day, like, how the fuck? I mean, 150 is not that much, but it's like, bro, what? Like, whenever I'm broke, I think, like, if I had that 150, bro. But yeah, until I spent 150 less than an hour just handing out money like grows on trees. So I think that's the fastest way I fumbled money at once, because I don't really fumble money like that. But that's the one way that that's like the thing that just comes to my mind when I think of it. Yeah. Next question. If you're drunk, who are you calling? Ooh, this one's a bit tough. I mean, like, it's tough though. It's tough because I don't have a man right now. I'm single, but I have a man, but he's like not my man, but I look, you want to cut him off because he's irritating the fuck out of me. And also that man is in Cape Town and I'm in Cape Town, so it's complicated. It's like, I mean, I don't have any plans on getting drunk anytime soon, so there's also that. Like I said, I haven't drank since October. But if, you know, it's just gonna be my little thing or something. But I'm most likely, I don't know, it depends. Because if I'm drunk, the last place I want to be is home, because I don't want my parents to obviously see me drunk. So it depends, like, where I am. Like, I don't think I'm gonna go anywhere without a friend. So I don't think I would call anyone if I came with a friend, because we would both just, you know, be each other's caretaker. But if I keep alone, which I doubt I'd go anywhere alone, especially if I know I'm gonna drink, because why the fuck would I go somewhere alone knowing I'm gonna drink? So if I did, I would probably call someone. I don't know who, but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go anywhere alone if I know there's gonna be alcohol, so it's probably that. Next question. Would you rather have a loyal broke boy or a cheater with money? A cheater with money, fuck. The thing is, like, it depends. Like, if you cheating, then I already know, like, you're not gonna be like, you know, when you say you have a girl or you say you have a guy, and before you start yapping about it, you know this person is acting right. You get what I'm saying? Like, if someone asks you, are you single? You could have a partner, but if this partner isn't doing what you want, you're gonna say you're single. So if you have like a person, you know, like, nah, this person, we really locked in, you're gonna say you're not single. So if I have a partner who's cheating, I'm gonna be in the relationship for the money, but I'm still gonna, you know, if you ask me am I single, I'll be like, no. Shut the fuck up. I know you guys will all say the same thing. Don't say shit to me. Anyways, I think I'm gonna answer one more question, because shit, I don't know, this is my fucking podcast. I don't know why I cuss a lot. I cuss to joke, guys. I'm just kidding. I would never, I don't even like getting mad for real. I don't even, you know. Next and final question. Do you argue in public or wait till you get home? I think Did I answer this question before? Shit, no, I think I did. Yeah, life I did. Oh, life is a South African slang. You know what I'm saying? You see, that's what I'm saying. Like, this slang. Life I did is... I don't know how to explain it. But it's just, yeah. Anyways, I got nothing to say, bro. But I did answer the question, you see. I'm smart. Because I asked this question, like, a few days ago, and I still remember. Was it yesterday? I don't know. Whatever. Fuck you. I would go fucking your bitch. I already did. Open your women. Oh, my God. Anyways, guys. That is it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Share this fucking episode. Share this podcast with your friends, your dogs, your grandma, your aunties, your uncles, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your sides, your everything. Share them with everybody. Like, don't gatekeep me, like I said. But that's the end of this episode. Hope you enjoyed. If you listen to this, then I mean, shit, you must have enjoyed it if you're hearing this, because this is the outro. But, stay tuned for next episodes. I may record again today because I'm just in a great mood. Yeah, follow the gram, debb.aje. Y'all already know, debb.aje. Follow the Pinterest, Big Baller Debbie. Follow the spam if you want, again, Big Baller Debbie. Follow the YouTube, Big Stepper Debbie, BigStepperDebby. Follow everything. Follow the Spotify if you want. It's Jeff Wittek's daughter. I don't plug my Spotify, but it just came to my head. I actually don't, because my Spotify's a mess. I have a lot of accounts. Don't even ask questions. But I think that's it, guys. I don't know what you want me to say. You want my head? Like, I don't know what else to say. But that's it. Hope you enjoyed. If you didn't, I don't know. Suck a dick. That's it. Peace and love.